playing games with food, and I'm doing all sorts of funny things that are now looking a lot like addiction behavior, but I'm not drinking alcohol. I've convinced myself that I'm still sober. Time goes by, I graduate, I get out of school, I'm starting to make some money, I have some friends, my heart is starting to heal a little bit, and I'm going to a friend's house and I decide to pick up a 4-pack of Guinness, because the hostess drinks Guinness, and I poured myself a Guinness. And someone said to me, "I didn't know you did that." And all I could say was, "I'm better now. It's been 5 years, I'm better." And I knew better. And I immediately made plans. I said, no drinking during the day, no drinking, don't have it in the house, nothing distilled, da-da-da-da-da. Well, those fell off one by one. And at the almost exact same time, I met the person who I'm with now, who thought this was just great. I'm living a party life, and I have a professional life, and it's a big circle of friends, and I'm traveling, and I'm making some money. And so I got a party friend for a little while. But shortly after we get together, and we do, they immediately move in together, stop doing things. And he says to me, "Man, I cannot keep up with you. You are, he's 10 years younger than me, and he can't keep up with me." And he says, "I can't keep up with you. I got to stop doing the psychedelics. I can't do ecstasy anymore. I'm not." And I said, "Well, okay, more for me." And then he says, "You know, you're smoking way too much pot. We're growing it at the time." He said, "I just cannot smoke like you do. I'm cutting out. I'm not smoking pot anymore." Whatever. More for me. And later on, "Oh, by the way, I got to stop drinking. You're drinking way more than me. I can't do it." I thought, oh, shit. If he stops drinking, everyone's going to know how much I'm drinking. So I started hiding it. I started doing what my mother's side of the family trained me to do. And I started putting it in boots and stuff. And I was very clever. I came up with some really quick plans. For instance, I upgraded the octane. I went from beer and wine to really cheap vodka. And the reason it had to be cheap is because it came in plastic bottles. And the plastic bottles were easy to maneuver in and out of the house. They were easy to find, and they were easy to steal. Because now I'm running out of money. I'm burning down friendships. I'm killing my business. I'm stealing money from my husband. The IRS has taken my bank account. I haven't paid my student loans in 25 years. I haven't paid my taxes in 25 years. I'm going underground. I've crashed my car, so I don't have to worry about that anymore. And everything else is in his name. So whatever I couldn't get under the table, I stole. And I realized in my apartment complex that the laundry quarters were easy to get. So I'm walking to the liquor store with this big bulging pocket full of quarters. Everything was cool. And and I discovered, because I'm really now losing weight quickly, I'm not able to keep food down, that if I take a liter, the liters were the best, I would take a liter of this cheap Tok vodka. If anyone knows cheap vodka, that's really good stuff. I could take a bottle and I could tuck one in my belt loops. And I would buy one. It was a 2-for-1 deal. I would steal one and buy one. And I would buy the second one because I would finish the first one, and at the end of the day, if I had just this much left, it would get me through to the next morning when the liquor store opened. But sometimes I'd say, "You know what, damn it, this is my last one. I'm going to finish that bottle." And then I'd be really sorry the next morning. So that required a third bottle, because then I would do that same trick. And that eventually, because I was getting the third bottle, why not just steal one so I'd have four? So after a short period of time, I'm knocking off 4 liters of vodka a day, plus a game that I was playing for the general public. I had this bottle of wine on the counter, and I would have a glass of wine. See me having this glass of wine? And if I got drunk or acted stupid, I'd say, "Oh, man, I had that glass of wine on an empty stomach. It must have gone straight to my head." It had nothing to do with the 4 liters of vodka. And occasionally the big thing of sake, because someone told me sake cures hangovers. I liked it. I bought that immediately. What was also happening, too, is I was getting really sick, and I was doing things in blackouts that I'd never done before. My first round of abstinent sobriety, I really didn't have suffered very many physical complaints. I didn't have very many hangovers. I never blacked out, so I didn't really take my sobriety that seriously. This time I did. And as I was blacking out more and more, I was trying to quit, and I just couldn't do it. I was losing my mind. I felt like I was being possessed, because I would wake up the next morning and things had happened in blackouts that I just could not recall. I was getting phone calls back from AA and Passages and all these other recovery places that I'd call during the day. A suicide hotline calling back. Are you okay? Who called you? You know.